The prophet Isaiah, speaking as inspired by the Holy Spirit, invites each person to join in God's rich banquet of wisdom and blessings. The invitation gives a time and a place and a menu. Now is the time. Wherever the good news of salvation from sin and death is proclaimed is the place, and the menu is God's rich blessing of everlasting life. Isaiah pleads for everyone to listen to the invitation for their eternal blessing. He shows by the example of God's promises to King David that this invitation is real and for all people. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. What is the promise made to King David to which Isaiah refers? It is a promise that the Messiah, the Redeemer of all people, is to be a descendant of the great king. The covenant God makes is simple. He grants us pardon and peace because his Son, Jesus Christ, took upon himself our sins. This forgiveness is offered to us as a gift, not as something we earn. Who needs this forgiveness? We do. No one except Jesus Christ is without sin. No one has perfectly kept the letter of the law, much less the spirit of the law. Yet God in his mercy invites you to himself to trust in his promises and to receive complete remission of your sins. This is the message of the gospel, proclaimed throughout the Old and New Testaments alike. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing your sins are forgiven, for where there is forgiveness, there is life everlasting. Amen.